Andy, obviously a frustrating afternoon. What's your assessment of it?
Well, very frustrated, obviously, Andy, you know. We need to do much better than that. That goes without saying. You know, we... Fair play to Bury. They've deserved their victory today. And, yeah, 3-0's about right. You know, there's no pulling any punches with that. That was... Yeah, for me, it was about right. The goals are poor from our point of view, and we haven't done enough in the final third to hurt them either.
Can you put your finger on why they were so dominant?
No, of course not. You know, the lads kept going. I won't say that they didn't stopped trying. I wouldn't ever say that on today's performance. But the bottom line was they were better than us at what they tried to do, and they've scored 3 very good goals, 3 poor from our point of view. And we haven't, and I've said previously away from home against York and Hartlepool where we've created chances and not scored them. Today, a couple of half chances, but nowhere near enough conviction in the final third, and that's been the difference.
You've obviously been in the dressing room for a few minutes. What have you been saying to the players?
Well, I've just said to them, you know, we've got to do a lot better. They know that. They owe our supporters a performance. The people who have just travelled, they really do on Tuesday night. Thankfully, we get something very, very quickly to turn it around on Tuesday, to come and play at home. But we, you know, they've spent an awful lot of money coming up here today, them supporters, and I feel for them. I really do. And that's my job to lift the players. It's my job to pick the team. There'll be changes Tuesday, no doubt about it. And we'll try and put a team out there on Tuesday to make sure that we get 3 points.
Is this the most frustrated you've been after a game?
Disappointed more than frustrated. I've been frustrated away at Hartlepool and away at York, where we've, and even at home when we've drawn games. That's been frustration. But today I'm a bit disappointed with the performance more than anything.
You made the changes at half time. How do you feel bringing Ben Close on, switching to the diamond way?
Yeah, we went that way. You have to try something when you're 2-0 down. Obviously the 3-5-2 wasn't working. It was slightly different 3-5-2 today with Jeb more central to be a little bit more controlling in there. We wanted to try and get Nigel and Jed further up the pitch than we did, but we never got up the pitch. We didn't do that, Andy, today. So we needed to change. But you know, the third goal on the hour puts the game to bed, doesn't it?
No Paul Robinson today. What was his problem?
He had a hip problem. Very late in training before we left, and he was 50-50 yesterday, and he's woke up this morning with it very sore, so he wasn't fit for selection.
You've said there'll be changes. What is needed to turn this round and respond on Tuesday?
Goals, Andy. We need to score more goals. Yeah, that's something that we have to do. I said to the players before the game, go and express yourselves, go and play. And to an extent, we did that, but in the wrong areas of the pitch. We've got to get in that final third, and we've got to hurt teams in the final third.
And you said personnel, do you consider a formation change as well?
Yeah, of course, we'll look at everything. I say there'll be changes, there might be one, there might be 10, who knows. But I'm going to need to freshen it up without a shadow of a doubt.